built like a brick house, completely immovable if he wanted to stay in place. He smiled so seldom Eliza hadn't known he had teeth, until after she'd known him for 6 months. Can't Neil check it out himself? She was hoping for a cocktail in the hotel bar, followed by a hot bath in the penthouse suite. While in Texas, she was working on finding new clients for Alliance, men and women. Samantha had founded the elite matchmaking firm and brought Eliza on as full partner after she married Blake. In the past 2 years, Eliza had recruited over a dozen women and matched three couples. Unlike other matchmaking companies, Alliance matched couples based on their life goals, not for love or a happily ever after. There were men out there who wanted a wife as a status symbol or needed a temporary partner to obtain a job or promotion. In Samantha's case, she and Blake had married because of a mandate and Blake's father's will. As it turned out, the two fell recklessly in love with each other and had Eddie before their first anniversary. Eliza was always on the lookout for new clients. What better place than Texas, where the men were often rich and the women were perfectly polished and sometimes available? You know how difficult Neil can be. I'll need to convince him the paparazzi won't make it past the gates. The taste of that cocktail was drifting farther away. Eliza reached into her purse and grasped a clip before piling her shoulder-length hair high on her head. The humidity had flattened it to nothing on their earlier excursion. No use pretending her hair would cooperate after more assaulting heat. Okay, let's go, but I'm driving. Gwen was used to having a hotel driver taking her wherever she wanted to go. She said she didn't like to drive in the States because of the cars being on the opposite side of the road. Eliza didn't care for the dependence on another driver to get her around, so she'd opted to rent a car. 30 minutes later, they were driving down a Texas highway in a compact rental car. The air conditioner running at full speed hardly made a dent in the oppressive heat. Eliza clutched her fist and hit the top of the dashboard. "I don't think the air is working right." Gwen sat quietly in her seat, using the folding fan she'd bought for the wedding.
"It's not far. We'll survive."
Yeah, but the heat was weighing on Eliza's nerves, not to mention her shirt was sticking to the back of the seat. Considering Gwen was from Europe, Eliza was surprised she wasn't full of complaints. In fact, Gwen hadn't stopped smiling since they'd left the hotel. She'd have to analyze that. There was a guard gate on the property. When they approached and Eliza gave them their names, the attendant waved them through.
"Mrs. Hawthorne is waiting for y'all," the cowboy said while tipping his hat.
"I love the Texan accent, don't you?"
Gwen asked. "It grows on you after a while."
"I think it's charming. Everyone seems so polite."
Eliza drove the car down the long, tree-lined drive to the front of the sprawling ranch house. "Americans think everyone with a British accent is intelligent. We both know that isn't true. One night in a honky-tonk and you'd learn that not all cowboys are polite." For some reason, Eliza felt it was her duty to keep an eye on Gwen, much like an older, more experienced sister would.
"I'm not as naive as you think I am,"
Gwen chided. Yeah, right.
"I'm not."
Eliza glanced over and met Gwen's scowl. Her porcelain features and perfect makeup, along with the accent, added to the innocent poster child image.
"I may have gone to boarding school and lived most of my life at Albany behind locked gates, but I've done some traveling on my own."
"Let me guess, with a bodyguard the size of Neil hanging around?"
"Hans isn't nearly as big as Neil."
Eliza rolled her eyes. "Hans? His name is Hans?"
"He's from Sweden. His specialty is in martial arts."
Eliza would have laughed if Gwen weren't so serious. "So, where is Hans now?"
"At home. I didn't think he needed to accompany me here. I knew I'd be with you and could call on Samantha or Blake anytime. Besides, you don't seem to need anyone holding your hand to keep you safe."
"That's because I know how to take care of myself."
"You're not me." "No, but I'm capable of staying out of trouble without a bodyguard."